So here we are, Jamie.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's very exciting, and I'd be less than candid if I didn't say it's also very scary.
Yeah, I totally understand. Well, I guess I can't totally understand.
Well,
but
you went through a similar thing very recently. You had a big change in your podcast. So,
yeah.
And in some ways, you inspired me, you know. I saw what you were doing, and I was like, well, that makes sense.
Well, I can, and thank you for that, but I can understand why you're scared. You've got a lot more listeners than I have.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the number one question I ask myself is, why would you change something that isn't broken? But at the same time, you know, everything evolves, I think. And I think this is a natural representation of what this podcast has become. You know, when we started, the idea of legend and loser and unpacking that and all that was the theme we were driving towards. But over time, I think, while we certainly still talk about losery, and I always want to talk about losery, I also was beginning to feel a little like straitjacketed by just being viewed as a business podcast, because we're, I think more than that, a life and business podcast. And maybe even more importantly, when I took a hard look at it, the theme that really seemed to run through the podcast was a celebration of people who were different, ideas that are different, companies that are doing things that are different. And so like a celebration of the different, if you will.
Yeah, I love it, because people are, you embrace that whole follow your different, and the people that are, that's what's really cool. We were just talking about this. You kind of don't know what to expect. It started becoming a common theme. And when you brought this up to me for the first time, I was like, oh, I knew exactly right away, kind of, I just kind of knew that that would be a show that I'd want to either watch or listen to.
Well, that's cool of you to say. I also hope it, you know, Legends and Losers require some explanation, right? And hopefully, yep, exactly. Follow Your Different requires a little less explanation.
I think it's pretty understood.
And also, there's what the French call a certain double entendre to it, right? It has a dual meaning. In that, you know, it's a celebration of things that are different, people that are different, companies that are different, different ideas that maybe aren't getting exposed in the mainstream media very much, and stories that are really gripping for that reason. But the number one thing we hear is that people like and dislike is that every episode's really different.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it's a top-tier VC or entrepreneur or CEO, and you know, sometimes it's the doctor who's leading the charge for changing the right to die law in California and how you should design a legendary death. And sometimes it's, you know, convicted killer turned motivational speaker and poet Will Little. Right? We've been called the internet's box full of chocolates, right?
Hey, I have a question really fast. You said earlier that you were kind of scared about this whole thing. And what is it that makes you scared about, you know, switching up the podcast, Christopher Lockhead podcast, Follow Your Different, rather than Legends and Losers? What's the scariest thing about that?
Well, I mean, the first one is I love the name. It sounds like the name of the band opening for Guns N' Roses. I think it's an awesome name and an awesome brand. And I love our logo and I love the T-shirts. And so I have an emotional connection to it. And, you know, and we've done really well with that name. And so why would you change something that's working? But at the same time, from my perspective, now's the right time to evolve. I think Follow Your Different more accurately represents what happens on the podcast. I think it more accurately communicates to people that this is a different podcast. I think it also, you know, there's a third one that's interesting, and this isn't a primary driver, but there's at least two major podcast companies now that have podcasts that deal with how failure leads to success. And there's one pretty high profile one that I think is pretty, look, I don't throw them under the bus, but I think it's pretty much a ripoff. And so I think it's a flattering thing that's happening. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? We've been doing it for almost 2 years. We're over 200 episodes in. And the time to change is when you're successful, and the time to change is when they're copying you. Right?
But like, what is it that scares you about it, though? Is it...
Well, what scares me about it is just, it would be the comfortable thing to do would be to keep the name and keep that thematically and just stay where we are and just keep doing what we're doing for sure. Mm. That would certainly be the comfortable thing. And, you know, we've been, I mean, shit, Jamie, you know, we get emails all the time from people, and like this podcast has become an important thing to a lot of people. And for that, I'm incredibly grateful. And it's hugely important to me. And so I think change is scary for most of us. And so why would you change when we're successful? What if this F's the whole thing up? But at the same time, I feel like it's the right niche down for us insofar as it more accurately reflects what happens on the podcast.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's easier too. I think what we've seen too is, I think it's still growing somewhat.
Yeah.
But I think maybe now that it's easier to understand Follow Your Different than it is to understand what Legends and Losers really means is a big help to people. And they might be able, or they might be more motivated to say, you know, click on to listen to the show if they haven't heard it before.
Yeah, hopefully. I also know, look, I'd be less than candid if I didn't say, I know that the word loser is a heavy word for some people. And, you know, and some people say, potential guests say, well, like, am I the legend or am I the loser, right? They don't. And then you sort of got to explain the POV to them. That's like, no, you can't be legendary without being a loser. And we want to unpack failure and how that contributes to success. And you have to have that conversation. Whereas with Follow You Different, you don't. And while we have been shockingly, based on my expectations, lucky on getting incredible guests, I do know it's a harsh name, right? And so a name that is more clear, I think that is more accurate. And I think Legends and Losers is an acquired taste anyways. Mm-hmm. And so making the name a little bit more welcoming, maybe. You know, I think, because I don't want to exclude anybody. Look, I know a real dialogue is not for everybody. Most people's ear has been trained to listen to these prepackaged, sliced and diced, prefabricated. Jeez, Lockhead. Prefabricated narratives. You know, and so we're used to that, and heavy editing and music. And, you know, if you think about, you know, the average podcast is actually a radio show on the internet, and you have a generically smart white guy with a very vanilla voice and a lot of editing and a lot of ins and outs and here's and there's and these, you know, these bumpers and shit and all that stuff to spoon feed you. And now what you're going to hear next is Jimmy's going to talk about when he went off to the military, and, you know, and then there'll be three minutes of the military conversation. And the next thing Jimmy discovered on his path was, you know, and it's like, it's this very highly manicured thing, right? As opposed to a real raw conversation that's much more like eavesdropping on two people or three people in a bar.
Which is what I like about it. So now that we kind of have a better understanding of what your fears are and what you're excited about, what is going to be different? What can people look forward to?
Well, I think there's going to be different music. The front end of the show is going to get a little shorter, so we're going to get into the meat of it much more quickly. But really, that's all that's really going to change. And so we're just going to tighten that front end up, put the front end on a little bit of a diet there. And really, that's it. We are absolutely going to continue to be a dialogue show. It's all I know how to do. And we are absolutely going to continue to be, if not the, certainly one of the most different podcasts from a guest point of view. You know, I was talking to some folks who said, you know, you're really a variety show. You're a variety. You're like when you go to the beer store and instead of buying, you know, a case of one beer, you buy the variety pack. And so you never know what you're going to get. And some people love that. And obviously, some people don't. But so we're going to, all those things are going to be the same. And so really, it's the exact same podcast.
Awesome.
With a different name and a tighter front end and some new music.
Well, see, that's the best of it. I just think I like the idea of Follow Your Different. For me personally, it's just easier for me to understand what it's all about.
And, yeah, well, and man, I hope everybody agrees with you. And, you know, I'm just grateful that we've gotten this far, 200 and something episodes. And
congratulations.
I want to say thank you to everybody. You know, I want to thank you for being part of Legends and Losers. And we got some awesome shows coming on Follow Your Different. Can I highlight two big ones?
Heck yeah, of course.
So legendary business coach and author Cameron Harold has got a new book out called Free PR. So he and I have a conversation that's very powerful. He's also the author of The Miracle Morning for Entrepreneurs with Hal Elrod, the legendary Hal Elrod. So he's coming up soon. And then the other one that's really exciting that I want to highlight is world champion basketball player in the NBA and MVP of the NBA Finals, none other than Golden State Warrior Andre Iguodala.
Iggy.
Yeah, Iggy and I sat down recently and had a very powerful conversation about basketball and life and business, because he's an angel investor and he's invested in approximately 50 technology companies, startup companies here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so he's an extraordinary man in that obviously he's having a basketball career you could only dream of. And the Warriors are such an exciting team, and he's such a huge part of it. And in a lot of ways, he was one of the players that got the modern Warriors started. So there's a lot we talk about there. Oh, the other thing we talk about, you'll love this. He takes me inside the Warriors plane. Apparently, no. they have the best airplane in the world. So he tells me all about it. And then we have a great conversation about basketball and life and of course, business and startups. And so it's an amazing conversation. So those are a couple, but we have many more awesome ones in the can and many more getting scheduled.
And that's really cool. I just recently saw a video of him in a slam dunk contest.
How'd he do?
He did good. He's a basketball player.
Yeah, he's a very impressive good one. Yeah, he's a very impressive athlete. There's no question when you meet him. And I got to tell you, Jamie, he could not have been more professional, more of a gentleman. He showed up exactly on time. We did it in person, which is always magical. So cool. And he was, you know, thoughtful and insightful and just an absolute professional. And then when we were done, he went to go pick up one of his kids from school and, you know, off he went. And so it was just a nice window into the man, you know, and to see a guy like that at that level, be that humble and that personable and that professional. And it's pretty amazing.
Well, I'm stoked. I can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah. And so, hey, thank you. And is there anything else we wanted to touch on? Oh, yeah, we did want to touch on this one idea, right?
Yeah, about the concept end of the show. Of maybe, yeah, in inviting your guests to be a little bit more involved.
Yeah, so for those of you who've been with us for a long time, you know that at the end of every episode of Legends and Losers, and now going forward, Follow Your Different, I make a comment, something to the effect of, before we wrap, deepest apologies to Bill McDermott, CEO of SAP. Sorry, Bill, we just ran out of time for you. Now, I think most of you know why I do that, but I have had some people ask me, hey, what's going on there? And so every person who I run out of time for at the end of Legends and Losers episode is a somebody who I think is pretty awful. And in many cases, somebody that I had a direct experience with them doing something pretty shitty. And so it's just a little bit of it's just the punk rocker in me that likes to give somebody who I don't admire or respect very much a little bit of a finger at the end of every episode. So it's just my little way of having a little bit of fun with somebody who I think is kind of a not a good person. Let me put it to you that way, JB. And so we just had this awesome conversation with Dr. Anthony, right?
Yes.
Dr. Anthony. Remind me what his last name is again.
Dr. Anthony Wooliver.
Wooliver. Yes, Dr. Anthony Wooliver. And he's been with us for a long time and a long time listener. And he's a good friend of yours, right, Jamie?
Yep, good friend of mine.
And so we were having a chat. And
he's a long time listener, first time caller.
And he had this great idea. He thinks it's really fun that somebody goes under the bus at the end of the episodes. And so he gave us this great idea. Do you want to share the idea, Jamie?
Yeah. So he and I were talking the other day, and I said, I have got to tell Christopher about this because that's kind of cool. He goes, I think, you know, he had a really rough go at, you could tell he's a good guy, did a good job, but had a bad boss at a big company. And I won't say the name of the company, but it rhymes with Red Mex. So they fired him. And he was telling me about this. And he says it was one of the worst things that happened to him, but also one of the best things because now he's on to much better things and awesome life and all that stuff. And he said he considers it a blessing. But he goes, it would be so cool if I could have Christopher, you know, have him say that for me at the end of his, you know, his episodes. And I'm like, that's a flipping brilliant idea.
Yeah, that's a very funny idea. And so here's what we're going to do. You know, we would love your support in the relaunch and the niche down and the rebranding of the podcast. And the best thing you can do is share the show. And the next best thing you can do is write us a review. So if you're willing to do either of those things and take a screenshot of it, send an email to blackhole@lockheed.com. And in the email with the screenshot of your review or your share, give us the name of the person. And if you like the company that you would like me to throw under the bus at the end of an episode, and I will do that. And it'll be anonymous, so they don't need to know it comes from you. And all I'll do is we'll get to the end of an episode, and we'll say, before we wrap here, deepest apologies to Susie Jones. Sorry, Susie, we just ran out of time for you. And that way, you can get your little dig in. You can have me throw that person under the bus, and it'll just be between you and me. And you'll know when your episode goes live that that person who did you wrong got a little bit of an elbow from Lockhead at the end of a Follow Your Different episode.
I love it.
So help us share the show, please. It makes a giant difference. If you want us to write us a review, that's awesome. Screenshot that stuff. Email it to blackhole@lockheed.com lockheed.com and tell us the name of the person. And if you want to include the company as well, that's fine. And we will run out of time for them at the end of an episode in the future.
I love it.
All right, Jamie, anything else we should touch on before we wrap episode zero?
No, you can just go to... if you're listening to this on your favorite way to listen to your audio, you can go to lockheed.com and see all the different episodes and everything that you have there. And of course, any which way you listen to the episodes there, Spotify, iTunes, all of them, you can pretty much find the show on.
Yep, that's at lockheed.com. And thank you so much for being with us for 200 plus episodes of Legends and Losers. And looking forward to the next 200 plus episodes of Follow Your Different.